use it. But you're ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Oh, we're on now.
Oh.
I think we're on now. Are we on now?
They have a theme, I thought.
We usually hear a little theme music, but we're going to cut right into it. We're jumping right in, John, and we're just going to have to go with it.
Well, it's the day before the end of the month. October begins on Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So fast.
I can't believe it. I was gone last week. Did you do the show last week?
Yeah, I did, I think.
How'd it go?
I think you're doing okay.
Okay.
You're doing fine. Actually, Peter Twitchell and I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had fun.
I feel like I was gone forever, though. But
seems
I'm back
like
now.
It.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Where was I last Friday? I was teaching my rural human service group.
And what kind of students you got? All college students? Or?
Yeah, they're adults from all over the Delta. We worked. There's 25 in the group, and we worked together for 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, they come in every month for 1 week,
mm-hmm.
for 2 years.
And I guess you're working with Esther Green.
Esther Green is one of a collection of elders that are part of the teaching instructional support staff.
She's a good teacher.
Actually, they're part of the teachers.
Right. Good teacher. Okay.
Yeah, she is. So it looks like we have one caller that's going to launch us bright and early, and that's John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, morning. Long time no hear there, ma'am.
I know. Well, you haven't called in a couple weeks either, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been out hunting and all that.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I want to mention a little bit of that, if I could.
Go, yeah.
Menstruating people out. Anyway, when I was out there hunting at Wilson Mission, I had another hunter from here, from Bethel, come out there and real adamant and saying, what am I doing here? What are you doing here in my country? I was thinking, what? What? Yeah, that's what the person said from Bethel here, because he does all the hunting and taking advantage of that, saying it's his land, his country. I think, no, it's not. You're a guest to Russian Mission. So am I, you know. I'm a guest to their country. They're for saying it's a beautiful country, and I politely address it as such, and I take care of the land like it's our own land here, but I don't be adamant and say, what are you doing here and all that? That's being impolite and being machoism, you know. I know there's a lot of gossip at their tent, you know. It's 10 years of gossip or more. And that just to be, I don't know whether it tries to make me feel bad or others feel bad. It's hilarious now, you know. The best I can do is just laugh about it and pray for the poor guy. Maybe he feels so miserable, he wants others to feel that way. But there's no way to approach hunting. You know what I mean? We're all out to hunt, and we're all out to respect people's land.
So
I don't go out and say to anybody where I'm hunting, this is my land.
I know.
No, it's not my land. It's our higher power's land, or our God, however you believe it, or the corporation land.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be adamant about it and try to be a macho person. You know, that's going way out of hand.
I understand.
I had to let that loose because I've been trying to hold it in. That's a good way about this program. You can let things loose without feeling bad or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing it in a nice way.
You feel good about it. Sure I do, because I'm not feeling bad. I hope you're listening. That's all I can do to laugh about. Anyway, next week, they were talking about the sovereign nation, that last week's call. I think it's a bad idea also, because you're going to have to generate revenue in order to start a program like that. You know, right now you have all these grants and stuff. What happens if something happens within your sovereign nation and they sue you? How are you going to pay that money, and how are you going to replace it? You know, those things are very important to start a corporation under Sovereign Act, because you'd be distinct from our corporations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like a foreigner. Yet we're all established under Julista and other corporations. Being united is being better than being one. You know? It adds a lot more to mm-hmm. that. So I just want you guys to think about that. Well, I said as much as I could, as fast as I could.
Well, tell me, how was your moose hunt, though, after you cleared out the macho stuff?
We seen some moose. They went up in that place, and they said, no tracks here. We went up, and we saw three moose there.
Wow. Well, there were some.
But some were awkward to shoot at, and some had a corner cap. Mm. We seen some bulls, but they were kind of far apart. And then next day, the pilot had to go back. He went back. We went off riding. We left our gun, the tent at the camp, because it was soaking wet. It was really rough going back to back to Russian Mission. So we had next day we went and got it though, and guess what? I asked my buddy, "Should I take gun along?" He looked at me nonchalant, and he's like, "Oh," I said, "Well, I'll leave it." It was at the airport anyway. Guess what? We saw about a 50-inch bull. Joey, my buddy, made a call. He was running in the tree. Pretty soon he was running right alongside the boat, and that tells you something there. Because they're in rut, and that's how they do, that's how they react.
Oh, okay.
We really would really be not worth shooting, you know.
Yeah.
Because they start in August, actually.
Now, the hunting season's over, or is there a couple more days?
No, they're still hunting right now.
Okay.
It ends, Russian Mission don't end until sometime in March.
Mm-hmm.
And Unit 18 Johnson River, the tributary toward the railroad, they're open.
Oh.
Some zone twos are open on Unit 18,
as far as
I know.
Okay.
So I better let you go there. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you too, John.
Who's all there with you?
John Active's here, and Carolyn's in
the
booth.
Oh, hey, John. Oh, by the way.
Morning.
Morning, John. Yeah. By the way, everyone, please come and vote this coming Tuesday. Your vote counts in every issue that we may have.
Oh, that's right. City Council.
Please come and vote. Let your voice be heard.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
please
thank you,
don't drink and drive, and be careful of pedestrians. And if you're on the rear, please wear a life jacket. It's really cold now.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of people where you're going.
Have a good day.
Have a good, safe weekend.
Thank you.
You guys are doing good. Bye.
All right. Okay, bye. All right, so next we have Helen. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talk Line. Helen?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Yes, very good morning to the wonderful people of YK Delta and both of you too, and this coming from Chivac.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm clear out there.
Oh.
Must be going loud and really loud and clear in Chivac. Well, I'm glad we're getting reception out there.
Yeah, that was real. I like getting our greeting, our weekly greeting from Chivac.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Well, there's going to be a volleyball tournament, regionals tournament volleyball.
Oh.
It'll happen the end of October. Barrow girls and boys will be here.
Wow, they traveled a long way.
Yeah, and they're going to be four other teams from around the state here also playing at the BRHS Warrior Dome.
Warrior Dome.
End of October.
Hey, what's that being built on the backside of Elk?
That's
going to
be
school.
The kitchen. I mean, the... where the cafeteria.
They're building a cafeteria?
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
It's beautiful. Going to look beautiful.
I didn't know that. So we won't see kids in the hallway eating nachos.
No.
Sitting on the floor during lunch.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have Yvonne, Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this new wavy CP sitting here now. No people to be heard or commented on their agenda. And I notice, besides myself, when we attend, I notice tribal members from the villages attending too, out of their own pocket, they pay for their plane fare and gas and their hotel arrangements here. And they second year, they don't have that common period.
Oh.
Otherwise, like reflecting on the old jealous gay order and all the executive board to themselves without regard to the people they serve. And I don't think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying you noticed they didn't have the usual open sort of people to be heard section?
Yes, and I feel for them people that came with no per diem and...
Mm-hmm.
They had concerns. I know they had concerns in their bag, and I don't think that's right. But that was the direction Jalista had before, and my people fixed that, and they could fix this also.
Mm-hmm.
But in closing, we still have two of our people missing and all of our subsistence hunting and fishing seem to cease, and I think we should give a big effort and find those two and bring closure to the families anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning.
Thank
good
you, Ivan.
Good morning, Gwen. Yeah, the guy from Bethel that's missing is Richard Parks.
Yes, okay, I know
and
who that
I
is.
I forgot the other guy.
Yeah.
But I think he might be from Upriver, maybe
mm-hmm.
Tulik-Sack.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't sure.
Now, at the AVCP convention, did they, was that aired over the radio?
No, it wasn't.
How do you know why that was?
Well, there was a reason for it. Was one of them was they're going to go into some executive sessions, and they did. And those can't be aired.
Oh, I gotcha.
So
okay.
It made no sense to be there and then go off there and then be
Going on and off, on and off. Mm-hmm. Okay. But other parts of it were aired.
Oh,
yeah.
They were reported on.
Reported on, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Of course, several times the reporters were asked to leave because they were talking sensitive stuff.
Oh, the executive kind of stuff?
Yeah.
They don't report on publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Got it. Because at the same time, wasn't there the Nunavut meeting was going on at ONC?
Yeah, I think it was happening at the bowling alley, but I haven't heard nothing on that yet.
I didn't either, but I saw a photo of that meeting. So there was some good energy, power energy, maybe hopeful energy.
Well, some exciting news from KYK is that our fundraiser begins on the first Monday in October.
Oh.
Goes into the 14th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe we should auction off, like, lunch with Diane.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't really earn that much. We should.
You never know.
October
2nd through the 13th.
Oh, it's just 2 weeks, a two-week fundraiser.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay, yeah, so probably next Friday on Talkline, you'll hear us talk about that and encourage you to call in and make a donation during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got prepare.
Some awesome prizes this year.
There's some great mugs,
pledges.
Too.
Really awesome prizes, especially from Crawley, I think.
Wow.
And maybe Raven, maybe Alaska Airlines.
And then we have a KYUK mug. And it's so interesting because this year there's an interesting person on the mug. Do you know who that is, John? Some old storyteller guy.
Some old news reporter guy.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah. Famous or infamous, whichever.
Poor me.
Anyway, John is featured on the new KYUK mug, which will be one of the prizes for people who donate, along with the logo, KYUK.
Mm-hmm.
So listen for that and other great prizes next week.
Yeah, we're coming up with another prize, too, I think, and it's going to feature Peter Twitchell. But he's not supposed to know it. He's not listening anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been here.
Well, that's interesting.
KYK from the very beginning when they were located in housing back in the day when they first started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe if somebody donates $1,000, I'll put a Trump sticker on my car. Maybe they should have to pay more.
Renee.
Okay, it's Renee is on the line, and
famous.
She's probably going to tell us about the salmon auction tomorrow night and that where we can get tickets.
Yeah. I am. Okay. I am going to talk about that. You are just psychic.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the admission is free. I mean, anybody can come and enjoy the auction.
So
it's only if you want dinner you would then pay the $50. And I have about... I think I have about 15 tickets left. So,
if you
want to come, you better get here. And what we're having, in case you haven't heard, is seafood gumbo, Creole beef gratadas. I'm not, you know, it's French. I'm not so good at that. Portobello dirty rice, and I don't even know how to say this. It's a wonderful French thing. It's a I don't know how to, I'm not even going to try to say it. And then we also will have desserts to go with that, cheesecakes, chocolate cake, mm-hmm. other cakes. There'll be silent auction items. And if you haven't seen the new ravens and salmons that are in, on display, they're here at the Cultural Center right now. And, oh, my gosh, do we have some really good ones this year.
Yeah, I saw them. They're great looking.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. And I got some more in today, and they're going to be just fabulous. And we have lots of silent auction items.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in and bid on those. We will have, if you want to come at 7 just for the auction, we'll have extra desserts and drinks. This year we are going to be our first attempt.
You mean first, drinks.
I mean beer and wine.
Oh my gosh.
Have to bring your ID because we're not selling them to you without your ID. And it's first time we've been allowed to do this, so it's a tester. We'll see how it goes.
Now, will there be a limit?
Yes, like there is a limit.
And is the limit based on bottles or on glasses? No, I'm just kidding. I know, it's two drinks, right?
Yeah, okay. Two drinks, and we'll be serving them out of the wine out of, will be served, well, everybody gets a glass. We're not passing out bottles.
No, I know. I was...
So, and there's a limit, and we're tracking it because the city requires that we do that. So okay. We're tracking. And it's going to be a fun evening anyway. And if you don't drink alcohol, we're going to have iced tea and lemonade and coffee and tea and all that stuff. So it'll be a fun evening. It's always fun.
And who, pray tell, are the auctioneers?
Oh, well, John, I think that you're one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes. And aren't you? You're going to do a couple of special ones, and Vicky Malone is going to be there, and Francine Chiklak. They're going to be doing the artist descriptions and commentations.
Cool.
And then Mr. Shane Iverson is our auctioneer.
Okay, mm-hmm. I like
so,
it.
So we're going to have them up there. We have a special little something for our number one supporter, Shorty Salzburn. So
wow.
We're going to, he does this every year for us. He cuts the steel and donates that to us. And those of you that don't know, the money from this is our one and only big fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
This is what pays for all the art scholarships for the summer art camps, for kids going off to summer art camp, for adults who are artists that need to get some equipment or stuff. We give grants for those. So the Kuskokwim Art Guild supports artists throughout the Delta, and that's what this money goes for, plus helping to pay the rent. But, most of it goes towards our scholarship fund, which we're proud to do with the community and encourage artists throughout our region.
So do you ever announce the recipients and show us, who those people are when they receive their scholarship?
They come in and show it to us. Like, for example, when we send high school and junior high kids down to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, we ask them to come back and at least show the board what they did while they were at camp.
Oh, cool.
I don't know why I put them on the spot so much for showing the day, unless we had a show. And then with the summer art camps, we pay a percentage of every single student who comes to all of the summer art camps that we have here at the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see those dumpsters all over town. So that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things that we put up, the community art thing. So that's what that money goes for, that we're raising from this.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you. Please come tomorrow. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner served at 6. And then the auction will start at 7. And it's going to be fun. Just come by and see it. If you have never come before, it's a very fun evening. And you'll enjoy it.
And Renee, we should thank you for your donation to KYUK.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
I support public broadcasting. I love it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
See
bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next we have Tootsie. Go Good morning, Tootsie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tootsie.
Hi. I just want to, mention something. One of my family people was taking a walk on Hanger Lake Road this week and had a couple dogs with them. And they ran across a bunch of moose out there behind the trees, all in bags, smelling to high heaven.
Oh, you mean dead?
God.
And I didn't believe it, so I had to go take a look. Oh, my gosh, you guys. So I ended up calling Fish and Game, and the people over there said they'd send a biologist over to take a look at it.
Oh, my God.
You know, but there was like a bunch of meat. It was just, I know the weather has been bum, and maybe some, meat probably did get bum, but I don't know about throwing them on the side of the road, and especially, even Hanger Lake, it's a little out of town, but, I mean, they can draw bears and wolves and, good gracious.
Well, and then I think I saw on Facebook a photo at the Kasaili dumpsters, I mean, a lot of moose meat. Thrown away, it looked good. It didn't look, and then a moose head without its rack.
Oh.
Huh.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought
sorry
I would
to hear
call.
About
I,
that.
You know, I don't usually call, but
it's
a little too much to stomach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
so
I
anyway,
think that should be made known.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you. Thank you for
thank
allowing
you.
Me to do this.
You're
thank
welcome.
You guys have a good show.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The wanton waste.
Wow.
I mean, that's going to.
In two locations, Hanger and a Kasaili dumpster.
Kasaili.
Wow.
That's going to be not positive thing for subsistence hunters who really need the meat.
No, I know. Okay, well, we have a couple more callers here. Mike, good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I was born today to call in.
Oh.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 65.
Awesome. Well, happy birthday to
elder
you.
Elder in training still.
Mm. Okay.
I respect my elder, John. I attended the ABCP convention. I've been attending those since 1975 after I came back and started to work with YKHC and attended all of the ABCP conventions except for two. We used to have those conventions like in Tuxuk Bay, in St. Mary's, Aniak, and other villages. And I think that should be an option for these conventions to go out and experience our villages. Some people never seen those. Mm-hmm. But I think those issues that we are dealing with, the issues of public safety, I know that many of the communities have no public safety protection that the state has to provide under its constitution, and it's a public law 288, and also many of the tribal villages have the tribal police officer program, the COPS program that we get funding from the Department of Justice. But I think with many of the communities don't have public safety, and I think that needs to be addressed. And also the issue of what we just heard about hunting and fishing, mm-hmm. and those meat that was found. I think in the valley in Anchorage area, they have the roadkill program, and they just distribute it out to people that do need the resource. But but I think that needs to be addressed, and our fishing issues is very important, and also the Donlin Gold. I'm glad they did an update yesterday on the status of that project up there, and also the issue that we have in terms of getting the voices heard from the communities. And I think there's got to be a way to have the villages and individual tribal citizens to get their voices in. And I really do appreciate KYUK's reporting and also the coverage that it has on these many of these important issues. That's why I've been giving my $100 for a long, long time every year, and it's tax deductible to KYUK for the contribution, because I believe in public radio and public TV.
Yeah, thank you.
But again, I just like to thank Charity Ipchuk and Nikki Hoffman for their volunteering to have the voices heard, to have an idea of a governance system that will entail everyone, that that the 56 villages have a chance to have the tribal citizens vote for their leaders, much like what we do here in the States and also the national level. But again, I just really appreciate, you know, the democracy that we live in and the chance to speak and to be, to have our voices heard. And that's what we, what I served for in the U.S. Army, and a veteran. But again, thank you very much, and have a nice day. Look, and,
happy birthday.
Thank you very much, and hope to live another year ahead.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday to him, and thank you for his donation.
Yes.
To KYUK.
It's always appreciated.
Yeah. Okay. I think we have Nick is on the line. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling to end up, you know, there's times you end up traveling somewhere and something ends up happening and end up, you know, end up, you end up running, like they're saying is you run into a bad apple.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you have your problems with that. And it's, at times it may not end up coming from the people in the village or the town itself. But I am very upset with what happened to my son in Bethel. It could be the people in Bethel, or it could be the surrounding villages from the people. But to get jumped for a cigarette, that is something that I don't keep my mouth shut about something when something like that gets me mad. I mean, you know, if you hear it in the cities, you get killed for a few dollars. And, you know, if something that can end up being done to end up, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I've been hearing about what's going on in Bethel ever since the liquor stores opened. Yes, I'm an alcoholic and I ain't a perfect person. But to end up seeing and hearing all this, it is very sad. I'm glad there was someone there to end up helping my son to get out of that situation. And there's times I'm hearing about Pinky's Park or, you know, other places that's getting very scary to go to Bethel.
Wow.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
There's the hospitals, and there's, you know, everything that the village people have to go to go down there. And that was one reason my son was there, is because he had to go to the hospital. And you know, with jobs being so scarce in all the villages, when you get to Bethel, you got nobody to give you a ride. And most times, you know, you're going to end up walking because the cab fares are so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry your son had that experience.
Yeah, too bad. I mean, we got too many bad apples in Bethel right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mad enough and feeling sad to where I can end up having tears in my eyes.
Oh.
But it is.
Yeah, we're sorry.
I'm glad you called and that you're telling us about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I hope the people are listening to, you know, how late can you end up walking in that Bethel?
Yeah, really. Do the
good people have curfews nowadays?
Mm.
Young people do. To school. Yeah.
Well, them young people are doing the jumping, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure how the curfews are enforced, though.
Yeah, really.
They may not be.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and it seems like the older people got to have that curfew. They'd be scared to walk in the streets.
Yep.
Right, right.
Well, I don't walk around at night anymore either because of all the jumping and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about. And people do approach me asking, begging for cigarettes. If I'm smoking, then I'll give them what I'm smoking and say, that's my last one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was going to be calling for a different reason. I was looking forward to end up singing a song to the lady I love, but I'm pretty upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope you got a little bit of that out telling us about it, and I hope you have a really nice day. It's very beautiful out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying it in beautiful uptown Jochbalk.
Okay.
Wow.
So give your dogs a pat for us. Mm-hmm. I heard the dog in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's too many of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Casey, I think she might be calling from Anchorage, if I'm not mistaken.
Casey. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Diane and John. And no, I am not calling. From Anchorage.
It's the other Casey.
The other Casey.
Yeah, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. A couple of things. The new ambulance is here.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's up to the city shop right now.
Is it already at the shop? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know you got to get it set up.
Well, yeah, it's set up stuff, and so I'm not sure when it'll actually be on the road, but it is here. So that's the great news. And if it wasn't for all the folks and organizations in Bethel that contributed to it, it would not be here. So I want to give a shout out to everybody
mm-hmm. That was a big drive that they did. Uh-oh, did we lose?
Are you there?
Oh, Casey, you might have to call back. It looks like we have an anonymous caller.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they are on the line. Good morning, anonymous. You're on the line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I like to say happy birthday to Mike William Inakiak.
Oh, yeah.
Cut off again?
Oh, we got cut off again.
What's happening?
I don't know. But we'll go ahead and give out the numbers and the way that you can you can also email us. We'll check the email in a minute and see if some emails have come in.
Yeah, radio@kyk.org is email.
Mm-hmm. You can call us at 543-5985 or 543-2756. And you can also call 1-800-995-8954.
Toll-free number.
I've had people call from Missouri and Massachusetts.
Oh, good. Casey called back.
Oh, hello, Casey.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, got a little cut off there.
I'm not sure where I left off, but I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that helped with getting the new ambulance here. And the other thing is, next Friday, you'll see a bunch of firefighters and EMTs standing on Watson's Corner. It's that time of the year again. It's the Fill the Boot. It's something fire departments throughout the United States have been doing since 1954, raising money for muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to shoot for right after the permanent fund dividends come out. That seems to work pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, good timing. You'll see us out there, rain or shine. So mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you for your donation.
To KYUK Fundraiser.
You betcha. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, let's go to Mary.
Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I've been listening to the speakers. When I went to, I attended 3 days of the AVP convention. Uh-huh. I mean, AVCP convention.
Yep.
And I listened a lot to everyone. But I was, like, not pleased that I, as a member of the tribe, could not ask questions or make comments. And I say that because some village representatives, a lot of them will not listen to what their community needs are. And they will promote for what they want. And as you know, there is a lot of nepotism that goes on within the villages. And then, you know, like one caller sounded critical about other people's opinions, you know, like, I think it's really good to listen to everyone's opinions before we make our judgments and decisions. That's how we better make decisions, is by listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ills about alcohol related crime.
Mm-hmm.
That to me tells us that there is so much dysfunction or lack of true work to social services, to public safety, to agencies that provide help. I never used to be scared to walk, but like within the past 6 months, I've been really scared to walk, especially at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I do have a long way to walk, especially when it's muddy and rainy out and when I'm approaching thick areas of bushes and trees. So I get really scared. And the elections will be coming up real soon. And I would urge everyone to vote, and to vote wisely. And I'm saying this because the last city council meeting I went to, I think it was that one or the one previous to it, where this one candidate, when it was brought up about the 13 alcohol-related deaths or bad accidents in Swanson area, I could not believe the response of this one candidate. 11 numbers is such a small number to worry about. So it's a big number to worry about.
Yeah.
So I would urge, please, everyone to go and vote, and vote for not what you think. Don't vote for people who want you, just want you to vote for them, but make informed decisions as to who to vote for.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Well, that's, I appreciate that. And, Carolyn, Mary's done?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's...
I spilled coffee.
Oh, there we go. Uh-oh, John spilled his coffee. Okay, so our lines are open if you want to call in. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call toll-free 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our booth person has stepped out for a minute, so if you call and you don't get an answer, call again,
mm-hmm.
and she'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, was there some more? Oh, we already announced about that. Okay. So it looks like another caller's coming in.
Oh, good. Okay.
So did you have a little accident out there, John?
Yeah, I dropped my cup of coffee, but yours was okay.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing this to me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. So it looks like we have another caller. She's typing in the name now. Nuss from somewhere. Nuss. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line. I'm sorry. Do you want to say it better than me? Go ahead. From Nunapinchuk. Okay, go ahead. That's my fault.
I will tell me to, I'm on air to stop being hilarious. I mean,
okay, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just, Oyana, for sitting down in that KYUK studio. I used to just talk 6 hours long in the 70s. I've never given people to, so they don't know. Also turned on with Bob Tiller. Engineer taught me to turn on KYUK. I used to arrive there 5:30 a.m. in the morning and then on at 6. And we had to sit there for 6 hours. Back then, I don't know how many hours we sit there all day. But thank you so much for Peter Kutcher to Akazuga for returning to on air. He's so comfortable. The only entertainment I have in this village is AM. KYUK.
Oh.
That's it. And my so-called May West or My West Astro 5S cell phone. Anyhow, I just want to make, I hope I don't lose and go off trail and get interrupted. And even up here, I've had to troubleshoot to the Alaska State Troopers 2-3 nights ago. Because I am not even in Bethlehem in the world. I am a target. I've been treated as, not from everyone, but like a target, bow and arrow, me being a target, like a dart game.
Oh.
And thank God we don't want to be darts. I mean, the sharp-edged sword is the Holy Bible. Sharp-edged sword is the Holy Book, material-wise. So I just want to mention that I had to do something. So the other had in mind... let's just put a comma, semicolon there, and I'll go ahead and give others a chance and choice, to make a good choice and chance to get on live on air, whatever they have in mind. And I only want to wrap up with what I, you know, the amazing grace that we hear a lot, who saved a wretch like me. I'll just say real quick. Pressed into service in the Royal Navy, John Newton was dismissed for insubordination and turned to a career trafficking in slaves. Notorious for cursing and blasphemy, Newton served on our slave ship during the cruelest days of transatlantic slavery, finally working his way up to captain. A dramatic conversion on the high seas set him on the path to grace. He always felt a sense of underservedness for his new life. He became a rousing evangelical preacher and eventually a leader in the abolitionist movement. Newton appeared before Parliament giving in irrefutable eyewitness testimony to the horror and immortality of the slave trade. We also know him as the author of the lyrics of perhaps the best-loved hymn of all time, Amazing Grace. Newton described any good in himself as an overworking in God's grace, of God's grace. In doing so, he stands with these great heroes, a murderer and adulterer, parentheses, King David.
Uh-huh. Oh, did we just lose? We just lost Nuss. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she was in the middle of reading, I think, something.
Yeah, can't read long stuff like that because we were getting calls.
But we don't know what happened. We didn't cut her off. But
no.
Periodically, calls do get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So now they did a little bit of road work there at Watson's Corner.
Oh.
That was good. And so maybe mm-hmm. they're going to take another roly-poly section of road and straighten it out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We have John Carter from E. Good morning,
John.
Welcome. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from E. I'd like to talk about something that I was talked about last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That has to do with further PFD, which is a household word nowadays. The caller last week was talking about wanting to know if that's going to be the end of it. This is something the operator also talks about sometimes. I always have to explain and not confuse people, not leave people confused. That fund, I may be wrong, has its own constitutional setting. It cannot be taken out as a will, as proposed law intended to put into law. It must be published all over the state of Alaska. It's going to be done that way or here in the state of Alaska. If I was a senator, and because the state is expanding the deficit of some, I cannot go to the governor's office and say $4 billion needed to cover the operations of the government here in the state of Alaska as if it was the world monetary system. From what was talked about when the infamy was incepted, and the fund of the state of Alaska with it, part of the fund would have to be taken out for the period of 3 years. But it, to my understanding, there was not a representation coming out to any town and say that it's going to be done as such. That didn't happen. That is why it was not passed over the voting.
Mm-hmm.
The vote was just stopped, and it can be heard all over the state of Alaska, all over the news. That is why the amount is going to be less than $2,000 or $2,000. The PFD was planned to be such, and that is to be put in the bank somewhere, and the household which is PFD goes out every year.
Mm.
Will it? This is a question. Somebody call over and say, KOK wanted to find out whether that's the end of it. Will it end tomorrow? No. As long as the funds are generated from the funds will always be there, especially for the dividend. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about the dividend. I think if people have direct deposit, they're going to get it next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that happens earlier for the direct deposit people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So it looks like Nuss has called back.
Make it nice and short.
Yeah, not a lot of time. Nuss, go ahead.
We don't like that. This is the readings.
Did I get cut off? I was just about to finish.
I know. I'm sorry. Sometimes our calls drop, and we apologize. Yours drop, but you're back. So you can finish up.
Okay, I just have one paragraph.
Okay.
in my agenda.
Okay.
Today. By the way, I heard October 5 was a PFD direct deposit.
Oh, thank
you. Hearing out the other ears, it's just a rumor. Newton appeared before Parliament giving in beautiful by witness testimony to the horror and immortality of the slave trade. We also know him as the author of the lyrics of perhaps the best-loved hymn of Amazing Grace. Newton described any good in himself as an overworking of God's grace. In doing so, he stands with these great heroes, a murderer and adulterer, King David, a coward, the Apostle Paul, and persecutor of Christians, the Apostle Paul. The same grace is available to all who call upon Jehovah Jesus God, for in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Good enough.
Yeah.
Pray for all of us today. It's getting chilly out there.
Okay.
Get ready your ice skates or roller skates because I walk.
All right.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Okay. Now, I don't know. Carolyn can check for us on emails. I'm not sure if she's had a chance to check yet on emails. And we have another call coming in. What were you going to say?
Well, I certainly hope that there were a lot of elders testifying yesterday not to cut senior benefits monthly program from the state. You know, that's a big help. I myself get $110 every month from senior benefits, and we don't want to lose that. I hope they don't cut the funding for that.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. All right. We have Dave Trantham. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I tried to get through on the other two numbers. No luck. So I tried. I'm on the 800 number, by the way.
That's fine.
And I am in Bethel. Thank you for taking my call. Mm. I'd like to encourage the people of Bethel on Tuesday, get out and vote. In the past, a handful of people have elected our municipal government. There's over 3,000 registered voters on the roll. And when 8 or 10% vote and elect the local government, that means our government is run by the rich and the powerful. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be run by all of us. We get to select our leaders. There are 6 open seats, very unusual out of a council of 7. There's 8 candidates. It's a very sad commentary. People don't vote. Senior citizens usually vote. And I will vote. And not going to tell anybody how to vote except me. Get out there and vote. If you like the government, and I hope you choose people that willing to be true representatives of the people, not just the rich and the powerful.
Thank you.
Children are not allowed to vote. These folks need to represent children.
Mm-hmm.
We are all citizens. Please get out there and vote.
Thank you.
If you don't vote, please, I don't want to ever hear you complain if you are eligible to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Old enough to vote. When I was drafted into the Army back in the 40s, I could neither legally vote, I was underage, the voting age was 21. I could not drink.
Email.
The drinking age was 21.
Mm-hmm.
But I was drafted at the age of 18 and served my country.
Mm.
So get out there and vote. Or don't complain. I thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
Listening.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, next we have Rick. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Rick.
Hello, Rick. I think we lost Rick.
Oh, maybe.
Not sure which Rick that was.
Yeah.
But it is. We are voting on Tuesday, and, you know, I can't help but notice that it's going to be all men.
Yeah, I know.
And we're
going to
end up with a whole council of men.
Well, how come you didn't run?
Well, I mean, I'm busy.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't, I've thought about it. I have really, I'd have to leave Talkline. But I really have thought about running,
yeah,
and I just think, oh, the time. But, yeah, so I'm just kind of interested in how that's going to go. Why? And we usually have more men on mm-hmm. city council mm-hmm. anyway, but this time we're going to have, like,
all men.
All. I have some questions I would ask all of them.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure.
But we'll leave that for now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rick, if you called, for some reason the call dropped, please call back again if you'd like to. And looks like our lines open, Carolyn? Yeah, our lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any emails to read. So you're welcome to email in. You can email at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email on the air. You can remain anonymous if you prefer, mm-hmm. and you can do that with your calls, too.
Yeah, and your numbers to call are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free from the villages if you want, 1-800-995-8954.
You know, I wanted to point out in the Delta Discovery, mm-hmm. they've done... I forget the young woman's name who's doing the reporting, but they've been doing some features on elders.
Yeah, yeah. I got
like Katie Roll, Esther Green. Mm-hmm. And these features have been wonderful. They're really beautiful to read.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I forget her name, but yeah, she does work for
ONC.
Yeah.
And she's done a really good job on stories.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is they're nice and long. Like they're telling the whole scope. It's not just a little snippet. So I encourage people, like, look, you can go online to Delta Discovery probably and see some of their elder series that they're
mm-hmm.
doing, which I think is really cool. So we have Rick is... I was going to say another word. Rick, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're back.
Sorry. I'm back. This is Rick Robb. I just thought I'd call in and say hello. I haven't called in for quite a while.
I know, Rick, that you have not.
So, I have not. I've got to do my duty.
I know. And mm-hmm. Now, you might have heard me mention that the city council is going to be all men. And
yes, it will be.
And I just wonder... How will representation of everyone be handled if everyone's male? Yeah.
Well, you know, during the debate, that was one of the questions, and
what'd you say?
And I said that when I'm up there, what I've consistently tried to do over the years is represent the people of Bethel, all the people, equally and fairly.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, you know, the government or this group or that group, but what's best for all the people of Bethel. And that's what I try to make my decisions on.
Okay, good. Now, I think it's high time for a dog catcher, a dedicated dog catcher in Bethel, who also does community training, answers abuse calls, collects dogs, runs clinics for spay and neuter. I have a whole job description for this person. You could even hire him for like a 3-year contract. Mm-hmm. They don't have to also be police. They could be a separate. It's like job creation. We're creating jobs, mm-hmm. and this would be a great job. Now, what is the possibility? Because let me tell you, every neighborhood has a batch of free roaming dogs, and we can't seem to get this under control.
Free roaming dogs has been a chronic problem in our town for basically forever.
I know, full-time dog catcher.
The city does have one position, a community service officer, that is supposed to be half-time as an animal control.
And half-time what else?
Other community service. They issue warrants and do things like that, summonses, working for the police department.
I would
venture to say that it's not been adequately administered. We do have a new police chief. Hopefully things will get better. That's something we can bring up. Many years ago, I worked on a proposal. We actually got a law changed to have volunteer dog catchers, volunteer animal control officers, similar to how we have volunteer firemen.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it was never implemented because every time they looked into it, they said the insurance couldn't cover it.
So
there was some liability issues. Maybe it's time to look at that again. Maybe we have a new administration and a new police chief. Maybe we can look at that again. You know, in the past, we've had people that would say why they couldn't do things. Now let's see how we can do things.
Yeah, because I think, you know, at some point there'll be, like, something tragic. I mean, there's already been some things happening.
Yeah, and little kids get scared by dogs. A lot of people get scared by dogs. When I used to have a dog and would go walking my dog and running my dog, it would attract other loose dogs. It was a hassle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have a dog, so I don't run across that as much, but that's my personal experiences. Some of it also has to be personal responsibility. People have to take responsibility for their own pets.
Those are the citations your dog catcher, your official dog catcher, would actually begin
should be
track
issuing.
That. And the other problem is loose dogs, they pack up. So it's not just that people are afraid of them, it's that they become more territorial and aggressive, just dog nature. And that's why I can't walk my dog in my neighborhood. I've been attacked twice, and I gave up, and that's why I have to go out, you know, I don't mind, I go out walking on the tundra. If people would stop setting snares, that'd be awesome, because I can't walk in town very easily because of the loose dogs, so I go out of town. Hopefully not getting snared.
And now you're seeing snares? What kind of
snares? Oh, my gosh, yes. These dogs get snared out by the sand pit, out at old BIA when we're trying, you know, because anyway, this is a separate issue. Huh. Anyway, Rob, Rick,
yeah.
Rick,
we need
a dog catcher.
Yeah. Rick, I got a question. Do you think it's unusual to have 8 candidates running for a 7-member council here in Bethel?
Is that what we have? 8 candidates? I'm not sure.
We have 8 candidates for 6 seats.
Six,
that is unusual that there'd be so many seats. The normal cycle is we have 4 seats open, but we did have people that were elected a year ago. 2 of them did resign. There was 2 appointments to fill the seats.
Right.
And there's a 3rd appointment. Another member that was elected 2 years ago resigned. So it is unusual, but that's how it is. So we have 4 2-year seats and 2 1-year seats. Yeah, it's unusual. Now, often there might be 3 or 4 seats open, and we might have, you know, 8 candidates, 6 candidates for, you know, 3 seats, 4 seats. That's kind of, I think 8's kind of a normal number, but 6 open seats is a high number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least people are running. But
at least some people are running, yes.
No, there's some young people, there's native people. I mean, it's, you know, men are running, but there's some diversity within there.
There is some,
which I think is really cool.
Which is, you know, represents our community.
Cultural diversity,
we have a very diverse community, and, you know, the council should represent that.
Yeah. There's young people running, and then there's old people running, right, mm-hmm. Rick? I don't know. Rick, are you up
some there? Some of us like to say there's some mature people running.
Oh, you know what? That's exactly what it is. Mature.
I like to call it mature and experienced.
Yes. And, you know, we need those people on the council, too. Because
mm-hmm.
we need the veterans to kind of, you know, who have the who know already how the system works to help the new people.
Well, that's what I keep saying. We need some mature, experienced people there. So.
There you go.
I will agree with you there.
All right. Definitely. Awesome. Okay.
So okay, Rick.
Ask everyone to vote next week. October 3rd is the election. You can vote next Tuesday, and you can vote early at the City Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good candidates, so everyone go out and vote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cesari.
Cesari, been waiting a while. Good morning,
Cesari. Cesari, thank you for waiting. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was pretty much your candidate. That's fine, but you're the premature, but if the drifters, then that's fine. I call those with the come and gone with the couple years, come to this now and leave the drifters. They come, they mess up, they make a new rules, regulation, and get the hell out of there because they can't stand on own rules.
The drifters.
The drifters, you know, the drifters, jumping from city to city, to the country, from the state to state, you know, and everybody get tired and they get mad and get looking for another place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's plenty of those passes in battle all these years, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They put some new laws and regulation and they vanish, they're gone. They scream like heck and when they see something's going on and next thing you know, they're gone, they vanish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I still trust those some of those people who are sitting on the council and I'm sure watching Greg, I'm pretty happy with what he's doing. You know, he's kind of neutral and not go after where the water go. But if they have to say no, he said no. You know, and stick with something with is some good agenda. But I call him Diane. If because there was question to this old council and from those on the debate and pretty much except two of them, what do you think about the third liquor store?
A third liquor store?
Yeah, what do you think? And some of them said, oh yeah, they're going to be more drink. You think you're going to drink more when they open another one?
Are you
going to drink more when I open another one?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
There is. They spread it more. About the, you know, they say, one of the councils say they're going to lose money city. I think they will go lose money if they increase the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because people move to the Anchorage. They're really moving to Anchorage because it's so close and safe, $10-$20. And bootlegging is still going. They'll be increasing taxes. Why don't we increase 100%? And everybody starts bootlegging. They'll be the same thing with most people, uh-huh. an order from outside.
Uh-huh.
That increase didn't work. But opening another store that nobody mentioned, that is about at least six families have put on the table. There'll be six employees be hired. At least six, mm-hmm. maybe seven, maybe eight.
Mm-hmm.
That is six families we have a job. But nobody mentioned
what's
that.
What's the status?
Those were the saying, no, they don't have any goodness things where they come with the third one. I think there'll be lots of positive stuff, but if you won't look, you find it. Not look only negative way would be happening.
What's the status of your license application?
There is all mess in there, and they postponed it to November.
Oh.
They give the AC more time. I think there's something, maybe come out something in public. We're working, we discovered some stuff was supposed to be not done and going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you they go all the through. I put to the public what's going on in there, because something is not right going on in there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be postponed. There's no reason to be. There was some of them say, no, that's enough, and go for it. And a couple of them said, no, we'll give AC more time. And but I don't want to talk much again.
Okay.
When I have all things set up. But it's something not right, and I'm really looking forward and to open that and release those old traffic over there. I can even drive myself through when it's a weekend through the first road by the liquor store over there. There's so much pushing and honking and yelling and screaming, and holy crap, I get that thing on my back in here.
Okay. Oh, well, we're going to go on to another call, Cesare, so
okay.
You can get your
okay.
call.
Have a good day. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Good morning, Wesley. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Wasili.
Oh, Wasili. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. In the White Cave Delta, there are many unincorporated villages, which means these native villages were not incorporated since Alaska became a state. And these native villages do not receive PILT, which is tax revenue. The Nunavut Regional Government, if established, may initiate its goal in receiving PILT program under federal. I see it as a positive move by the native leaders. It has to start somewhere or not happen at all. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes, somebody's got to fight for its right to receive in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all. Thank you, and good morning, and stay sober. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Wasili, for calling in. I think you might have been from Neposkak, if I'm not mistaken. But Diane had to leave. It's work-related. She'll be back here next Friday. So I'm here alone now. Call in if you want. Phone number is 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email and anonymously, too, at radio@kyuk.org. So everybody so far calling in, reminding everyone to vote October 3rd on Tuesday for 6 of 8 candidates running for city council. So don't forget to vote. I got a call here from Stan. Stan, online. Good morning.
Good morning, John, and the rest of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a topic, hot topic.
Wow.
That seems to have spawned out
hot.
Since this summer.
Wow.
It's about fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I receive a National Fisherman's Journal. It's a magazine full of information about the commercial fisheries and all that stuff. And, but if I can, I'd like to read this little segment here. It won't take long. California fishermen await disaster relief funds. Final decision expected in September. California's North Coast fishermen were happy to finally get out on the water in early August after a three-month delay. Mm-hmm. But news of pending fishery disaster relief funds is hanging over the opener. In January, then U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker declared 9 salmon and crab fisheries on the West Coast and in Alaska as fisheries disasters.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast representatives called for an allocation of $130 million to be paid out to fishermen and West Coast senators made a failed attempt to include $150 million in the Senate's budget recommendations, but the amount of funding currently being considered by the House Appropriations Committee has dropped to a recommended $20 million. Mm. Representative Jared Hoffman of California told the Times Standard the allocation doesn't come close to making up for the financial losses experienced by affected fishermen, but it's better than nothing, and we'll keep working on it, said Hoffman. We'll have to take a look at just how inadequate whatever comes out of Congress is. If it's woefully inadequate to meet the needs, we may need to work on supplemental disaster relief funds. The Senate will have a say in this, too, says. I think you can look at it, that's good news, but there's some money in the House bill. Mm-hmm. The lack of relief funding puts tremendous pressure on fishermen trying to hang out onto their livelihoods. Relief funding is so desperately needed by these coastal communities, said Pacific Coast Federation and Fishermen's Association Executive Director Noah Oppenheim. It's 2 years overdue for crab. It's a year overdue for salmon. Mm-hmm. It's high time that this disaster aid is delivered to the communities that desperately need it. Relief fund appropriations will be determined in the time leading up to the end of the federal fiscal year in September 30. And where is our representative? Where's our senator? Where's our congressman? Where do we sit on this? Or are we non-existent, the commercial fishermen of the YK Delta? I can't even remember the last time we had a commercial opening, and it's been pretty pathetic. We can't even support our own. All my motors are broken down. I used to be able to afford to have my motor fixed or buy a brand new one or get a new boat. Mm-hmm. And fund my subsistence activities throughout the whole summer and fall time. But pretty dismal. Of course, yeah, our representatives.
Sure. Yeah, well, I don't know. They're wrong, but they don't seem to know. I mean, want to do anything about this. But that money would come in handy for even the subsistence fishermen, because they never had a chance to go out and fish until it was too late. And they don't actually subsist fish when it's too late and the flies are out, and they don't want to waste their fish, you know?
Yeah,
that
well,
money would be good for disaster relief.
Yeah, even the last disaster relief funding received was a disaster in itself. One of my brothers received a check, disaster relief check for $36.
Huh. Gee.
That's a disaster in itself.
Yeah, cheap. Cheap. Pretty cheap, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. No. There's lots of salmon on the Kuskokwim right now. Up here, I live in the Upper Johnson, Agulumi. We are catching more salmon than whitefish right now.
Right now?
Right now, reds and silvers.
That's unusual.
Well, it was more unusual back in the 80s. We'd be lucky to see one silver salmon swim upriver.
In September. And now in October. Something's going on. We got mice.
Yeah, there's a bunch of salmon that need to be harvested on the Kuskokwim, and we have no buyers, and we have no congressmen, we have no senators, we have no representatives.
Hmm.
We're just being ignored out here, ignored to death.
Okay. Good morning. Yeah.
Hey, bye-bye.
Vernon, you're on next, online.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
There's a little bad connection. Something's going on with the phones. But anyways, I wanted to call. I'm calling from Donlin Gold and wanted to make an announcement. People might have heard this already on the radio. It's being announced on the radio, and it's also in the newspaper. And I thought I'd call today because by next Friday it'll have already happened. But next Thursday, October 5th at 5 p.m., mm-hmm. is going to be our annual clothing giveaway, which is for parents with school children who might need warm coats, snow pants, hats, gloves, mittens, shoes, and boots. It's our 10th annual clothing giveaway, and it's going to be at the Mikulnut Litnarvet at 5 o'clock, October 5th, which is Thursday. So mark your calendars for this event. It's always really popular, and it starts right at 5 o'clock, and most of the clothing is gone within 20 to 30 minutes. Let people know. And in addition to this, I wanted to say a special thank you to our partners in this, we call it the 10th Annual Clothing Extravaganza. I wanted to say Poyana to Ryanair, because they freight all of the clothing from Anchorage to Bethel, especially to Boyak Ryan, the president of Ryanair. And then this year we added a new partner. It's Fireweed Cleaners. They cleaned all the clothing this year, so all this clothing is nice and clean, smelling fresh, and they're also committed for next year. And also a special thank you to the Mikulnut Litnarvet principal and her staff. They do a lot of the work for the setup and cleanup and all that sort of thing. So I wanted to say goyana to these kind people for taking part in this effort.
Kudos to them. Kudos.
Yep, kudos to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So people, mark your calendars next Thursday, October 5th at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, at Mikulnut Litnarvet, the 10th annual clothing giveaway, Donald Gold. Thank you, Vernon.
Have a good day.
Have a nice day to you, you too. Well, we got time for a couple more calls, I guess. So if you want to call in, the numbers are 543-5985-543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email at radio@kyk.org. And don't forget about our upcoming fall fundraiser here at KYK. Going to be starting on October, what again? October what? KYK fundraiser. Right, the 2nd through the 13th. Mark, you're on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey. Good morning. Well, I'm out here on the highway, and I just want to give a shout-out to the DOT guys and the Kinnick guys that are tearing up some of the bumpy pavement, smoothing it out with some nice gravel, and making our drive a little bit better. And I want to follow up what you just said, encourage everybody to support the KYUK fundraiser.
Yeah, happening in October, the day after tomorrow, by golly.
So that's all I got there, John Quano.
Thank you, Mark, for calling in. Yeah, and kudos to the State Highway Department fixing the Eddie Hoffman Highway going out to the airport. Man, those bumps are funny. Way down, go down, and up and down, and up and down, and crazy. Well, I think we got a few more minutes here before we close.
Can I just mention something?
Sure, go ahead.
Good morning, this is Carolyn. I just want to mention our wonderful KYUK fundraiser coming up. I work very hard on all the prizes are wonderful, and thanks to everyone who donated. It starts October 2nd through the 13th. So please come and support KYUK as we start our fundraiser. Have a wonderful weekend. Goyana, John.
Thank you, Carolyn. make sure that you, if you can, donate to KYUK. Of course, one of the programs that's made possible by your donations is this show, Talk Line. Also, Kitfaklugu. Also, Yuktuyuk. Also, City Talk, I think that's one of the new ones. And all our programming that comes to you over KYUK is partially paid for by our donations. We wouldn't have all the fun programming we'd have right now without your help. So we thank you very much to all our listeners in the villages, Chivac, here in Bethel, everywhere that tunes in. Even in Anchorage, they go online and listen to our programming because they want to hear what's happening in the news. Gregory, you're on the line. Thanks for coming.
Good morning to one and all.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
I take this time there to thank the State of Alaska Department of Transportation for getting the brush there, cutting down on the road. Cutting the bushes on along the side of the road. There, more visibility for pedestrians and for the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And mucho guayana.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Gregory. Anything else?
Thanks for the morning sunrise. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I walked through Pinker's Park the other day. By golly, no trees back there. No dangerous guys hiding in the trees to jump you while you walk through there. That was happening there for a while, but now there's no more trees back in Pinky's Park. It's safe to walk through, but still, I got myself a Celtic shillelagh, and Dean's going to be working on it for me, fixing it, making a new handle, varnish it down. It's a great, great Celtic battle baton. Tony online. Good morning, Tony.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of fun fact.
Good.
I decided to try measure the distance of Kasayuli.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I figured it out was when I went down to the river,
mm-hmm,
and went down to Nebuskiat, it took about 15, 20 minutes. And then if you start from City Sub or near the end of housing,
mm-hmm,
down by Swanson's and go towards Kasayuli, it's about the same time and distance.
Huh. Hmm. And that's walking, so, right?
Driving.
Oh, I see.
So it's about the same distance as from the Joe Lomax building all the way down to Nebuskiat. And then the same distance from pretty much the center of town all the way out to Kasayuli.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a four-wheeler path, a road that goes down to down river from here? No.
Four-wheel path, not yet. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe they should make one, make little small bridges on the small river sloughs.
Yeah,
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, they were talking about years ago to build a road onto Napakiak, but that never panned out. I don't know what happened.
Well, Kasai was just right there, and it's about a 5-10 minute ride from out there to Napakiak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see Russia from Kasai back there.
I think so. I saw lights going on and off at the other end.
Huh. Yeah.
That was probably in Renopitsa.
Yeah, probably.
Good morning. Happy
Good
Friday.
Good morning. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony, for calling. We're about out of time? I guess so. I can't read motioning. Four more minutes? Okay, couple more minutes. Time for you to call in before we close down here. Diane had to leave because she had work-related stuff to do. She'll be here again next Friday. And I'm John Active, sitting here waiting for your calls. Any topic before we close. But do not forget, please, to donate to KYUK beginning October 2nd through the 13th. We got some wonderful prizes to give away. Some really dandy ones we ran across. And we want to thank Vernon for calling in to remind us that Donald and Gold's 10th annual clothing giveaway will be October 5th at 5 p.m. at Mikkeliutlit Narvet. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, John. This is Susan from Jalista Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We've been really pushing hard, sending emails, making phone calls, and sending letters to mm-hmm. our potential shareholders
mm-hmm.
who have incomplete applications.
Oh, dear.
We need documentation from them. Many cases, we need a birth certificate or an ID.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who have received emails or phone calls or letters, we'd like to have those back to us as soon as possible so we can submit your applications for approval.
Mm-hmm.
If people have questions, please call us at 543-5428 or call the Anchorage 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Guyana.
Thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to enroll in Chilista, make sure you get answer those letters they sent out needing more information. And you know, Chilista is starting to issue more dividends, so that's an incentive. Man, one time I was at a fish camp and saw a boat go by loaded with kids, the parents. Man, I thought, a boatload of dividends driving by. Well, I think I'm about out of time. Oh, maybe we got, I am out of time. So have a good weekend, everyone, and thank you to all who called in to Talkline this morning. For Diane, good morning. I'm John Active. Good morning.